Disc 5. The terraces were like enormous steps, each about a metre high. They jumped down from one to another, towards the flat circular area that must be the stage.
It must be Roman, Matt said, or Greek.
In South America, Robin said.
What, a copy then?
It's older than the pyramid, much older.
Ancient Greece was hundreds of years BC, Matt pointed out. That's older.
This is older than that, Robin said. I'd say 10,000 years older.
Matt gave a low whistle. Whew, that is old. How do you know? How can you tell?
She had turned away. I just know.
Matt thought about this. She had to be wrong, but she'd never admit it. So how come it looks Greek if it's that old?
Robin jumped down another huge step, then turned back and looked up at him. She spoke slowly and patiently, like Matt's history teacher at school.
Before the ancient world as we know it, there was another civilization. I mean, thousands of years, perhaps as many as 20,000, before ancient Greece and Egypt.
Matt had heard this from Dad, though he'd never paid much attention to it. He had been surprised his father gave it so much credence.
That's just a theory, Robin ignored him.
Its ships sailed the world, from China to the South Pole, she said. They had advanced knowledge of science, maths, astronomy and geometry long before anyone else.
It's just a myth, you know. There's no proof. It's just a story.
But it's a story of a civilization that was wiped out by a great catastrophe, floods and earthquakes or whatever. Doesn't really matter. Not anymore. But what if the survivors escaped to Egypt and to other places, including South America? It is their knowledge that informed these ancient societies, that enabled the pyramids to be built. And not just the pyramids. She opened her arms and turned a full circle.
So you're saying this place was built by some ancient lost civilization?
I'm saying it might have been built using knowledge that was passed on from that ancient civilization. Knowledge that enabled them to move stones weighing thousands of tons, to map the heavens and the earth with terrific accuracy without ever going into space, to hollow out stone to make vases with necks so narrow a child can't get its finger inside.
That's crazy, Matt told her. No one's ever going to believe that.
Robin stared at him, her pale face framed by her black hair. He thought she was about to lose her temper, but instead she smiled.
You're probably right, she said.
Come on, I'll race you to the bottom.